Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. Embrace a giant spirit. Inspire your next holiday at discovernorthernireland.com.
Well, I'm joined by Paula Cunila, Irish Independent Travel Editor. Paula, good morning.
How are you doing, Pat?
And now let's talk about something that's concerning a few people as midterm looms and all the rest of it. Uh-oh, passport is out of date.
Yeah.
How big the backlog?
It's last I heard, we're talking tens of thousands of passports in the queue. The reason for this is fairly simple. If you just think about where have you been in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
Nowhere, really. Most of us, for most of us, those passports are gathering dust at the back of the drawer. There was a backlog in processing them for obvious reasons. Staff were seconded elsewhere, contact tracing, processing special payments and so on. There's a pent-up demand. Brexit has thrown more petrol onto the fire. And so we're really playing catch-up here. Now, I suppose there's good news in the sense that if you have a simple adult passport that already exists, if you just want to renew that, you can do it online and you'll have it back, they're saying at the moment, within 10 days. So that is... most people we're talking about.
That's most people, yeah.
Yeah, for a child who already has a passport, it's 15 days. The problem starts to arise if you're a first-time applicant or if you're what's called a complex passport, when that might be anything from, you know, changing a name to needing extra documentation, and that's taking up to eight weeks.
And for a new child, a newborn child, they're having, as we reported on this programme, a difficulty in actually getting the birth certs at the moment, and that
that's
will feed into the
passport. Exactly. And if you, you know, by accident send in a wrong document or leave out a piece of information, it takes weeks to go back and get that and process it. The good news, I suppose, since we spoke about this before, is that they're now, you can now make an urgent appointment. So if your travel is urgent or there's, let's say, a compassionate reason for travel or whatever, you can call the passport office. It's 01-671-1633. You can make an appointment in Dublin only now, not in Cork. They're hoping to open Cork back open from October 22nd. And you can get an appointment on the same day. It'll cost you £150 in addition to your passport, or within 4 or 5 days, and that's an extra
£75. And is compassion extending to that holiday in the Canaries at midterm?
I imagine it depends how you plead your case.
All right, Paul, thanks about that. Now, let's talk about the boom in cycling and a new resource that is available for people who've got it in the legs to do more than around the block.
Yeah, on Friday I spent the day on the Limerick Greenway and I set out from Abbeyfield, and I'd say over the course of six or seven gentle hours with loads of stops for lunch, for coffees, exploring, heritage sites along the way. I did the 40K from Abbeyfield to Rathkeel, and it's a brilliant resource, Pat. I don't know if you've heard of this before. Its origins are in the 19th century Limerick to Tralee railway line. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a story that we've heard all over the country. It's similar in Waterford. It's similar in the Great Western Greenway in Mayo. The railway line fell into disuse. It was closed down in 1978, and it had existed in patches as a resource, and it got this huge €10 million reboot, and I went down to see what it was all about. I was expecting somewhere that was just kind of coming out of the packet, but it is really fully formed. From the get-go, there were shiny new signs explaining, you know, with nice pictures of the steam trains in the stations of old. The old station houses have all been really nicely restored. It's tarmac all the way. You would basically glide along, and there's kind of brand new gates where there are crossings and directions telling you how far you've come, how far you've gone. So it's, as you know, with greenways, it's off-road. Yeah. It feels safe. It wasn't just guys like me cycling. There were joggers. I passed a guy on a powered wheelchair going along the greenway. There was a lady pushing a buggy with another child alongside her, dog walkers and so on. So it's really cool.
Any sign of the electric scooter brigade? Because I was a guy actually swore at me and narrowly averted me in Kilboggett Park yesterday. Big fella, adult, about 35, 36, on one of these scooters, approaching at about 30 kilometres an hour.
Okay.
And I was talking to my daughter, who was stopped in the middle of a run, just to say how many minutes she'd done, and many more.
Yeah.
And this guy whacked us, you know, just...
It actually hit you?
Well, there was contact, shall we say, between his body and mine.
So. All right. I didn't on this day, but I was on the Royal Canal Greenway several weeks ago, and I did see a guy bombing along on a scooter. Now, he was coming towards us. so we could kind of avoid. The danger is when you're coming up from behind.
See, I can understand the cyclist like yourself who might be a bit out of puff, but he's making good progress. And then you have to stop. And then you have to start up again and get up to speed. And it's a bit of an error. On a scooter, an electric scooter, you just press the button and off you go. So there should be no problem about stopping.
I wonder what the rules are. Now, I don't know the answer to this about the regulate, but there is a code of conduct for cyclists and walkers and all that. And, you know, one of the things you do is when you're approaching walkers, especially if you're coming up from behind, you ring the bell. And I did that several times and the walkers would always say, oh, thanks a mil for ringing the bell. So clearly, you know, there's a kind of an etiquette. You go on the left and so on. And some people are in Lycra bombing along. That wasn't me. I was cheating.
That wasn't you.
I was cheating. Do you know how I had an electric bike?
You had an electric bike.
Well, I was given it a go. I'm not like a daily cyclist, and this is 40k, and I knew I was going to have a sore bum by the end of it, but I tried it. I kept the setting to eco, though.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, but the electric bike means that people of all ages and circumstances can actually enjoy these things.
Yeah.
They mightn't have it in the legs to
exactly,
cycle.
Or rather than getting just 10k, you can get all the way to the end.
So what little features did you find along the way?
Okay, very briefly, there's a smashing 115 metre long tunnel just outside Barna there, which was blasted into solid rock by 19th century engineers, still there today, and it's a really cool set piece. It was foggy when I passed through it, autumnal colours all around, and we just kind of the atmospheric change as you go into the tunnel. There's a load of drips coming down on the entrance to it. You pass through and come out and it's really covered in moss, covered in dripping foliage. It's like you enter into a kind of a sub climate of some kind and pass on. That's a brilliant set piece. There's another viaduct called Ferguson's Viaduct, which is again a feature of the old railway, and that takes you kind of, you feel like you're floating over a farm that it passes over as you go. And this, like, it's real authentic countryside, let's say. At one point there was a gate closed because there was what kind of traffic passing over the greenway? Only cattle. And it was like really safely done. The gates closed over and the cows just walked on. Not a rush to them. But I was cycling along with a guy called Ben Noonan, who was an engineer on the refurbishment. And we were both saying as we went, one of the great benefits of this thing is just that your phone's in your pocket. And when else do you get 3 or 4 hours just to kind of glide along and have the chats?
What about food and drink?
There's a way to go before there's coffee horse boxes at every intersection, but that'll come. We know that. But there's a great couple of stops along the way. I mentioned the Barna Hub. There's a place there called Platform 22, which a local couple have put into an old a garden centre that had been closed for years, and they put the cafe in there over a bike-hire shop, and they do fresh baking every day. So you can pop in there for your cake and your coffee. And you can pop into Newcastle West along the way, Rathkeel as well. What I loved, kind of, I never would normally, if you're driving this route on the N21, you kind of sit in traffic and pass through the towns. But here you get in, you get out, you explore. I went to the Desmond Banqueting Hall in Newcastle West. I had a lovely lunch there. I walked through Rathkeel. I walked around Abbeyfield. I went into a gorgeous shop called An Siopa Milseáin, which is like an old sweet shop and grocer combined. And it's just, this is a kind of slow tourism, let's call it, or a kind of a local community tourism that you never would engage with otherwise.
Now tell me about bike hire. What does it cost, and how do they get you back to where you started
from? So that's important to remember. This is a linear trail, it's not a loop, so you're not going to end up necessarily back where you started. So you can bring your own, but there are lots of companies to hire from. Look at limerick.ie for the details. I got a bike from a company called Lazy Bike Tours. The rates are around 25 quid for a day, which is reasonable, but they're more for electrics. And there are services where you can be met and brought back. So that's what I did. I went from Abbeyfield to Rathkeel, had the cuppa at the hotel there, and then was picked up and shuttled back. So I did, rather than having to do 80k, 40 by the time, I was happy with 40, you know.
It's interesting that these were railways and now they've become greenways for cyclists, but it's good that they're preserving the permanent way, because you never know into the future, you know, with autonomous cars and with all of those kind of services, whether or not they might be pressed back into service in some sort of public transport.
Kind of circles back to your point about electric scooters, of course. Yeah, it's, you never know where what we'll be looking at and buying in 10, 20 years' time. But a great day out.
All right, Paul, thank you very much for joining us. Paul O'Connell, Irish Independent Travel Editor.